This is our returning champion, Nick Sorheim from La Cañada, California. Stand by to see Nick play for a computer valued at $4,295. Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Mercedes-Benz valued at $28,843 for $610. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $830. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening. Thank you so much. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Delighted to have you back and delighted to welcome back our champion, Nick Sorheim. Hello, Nick. Good to see you again.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine. You passed on a lovely brass bed on our last show, put $85 into your bank account. You did a win today with $110 for that computer worth over $4,000. Cash jackpot, incidentally, currently stands at $57,000. So are you set to go tonight, Nick?
You bet. If I could talk, I would.
You relax there for a moment, and then we'll talk. But right now, Summer Bartholomew will introduce our challengers. Nick's got a great sense of humor. I like that. That's nice. Who? Are you ready to talk?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then who do you have?
Oh, some great contestants. Our first contestant is a contract consultant from Los Angeles, California. Help us welcome Wanda Williams.
Hello, Wanda.
Our second contestant gave the first public training to space shuttle astronauts, originally from Friendship, New York. Let's greet Jerry Kolisch.
Hello, Jerry. See that, Nick? She had no problem. Thank you, Summer.
See you later.
Jerry, you gave the first public training to space shuttle astronauts. What is that about?
It was water survival training in Florida.
Oh, that must have been very exciting. You still doing it?
No, I just recently got out of the service, but I remember it fondly.
I would think so. Nice to have you here with us, Jerry. And Wanda, contract consultant, what is that?
Basically, what that means is I negotiate and resolve contract terms, which means settling a lot of problems.
Sounds fascinating. Good to have you here as well. Good luck in the match. We'll start all three of you off with $20. Let's get into it with this question. In the film, who plays an officer and a gentleman? Wanda.
Richard Gere.
Richard Gere is right for $5 for the correct answer, and Wanda goes to $25. Yes. Now, name and number, please. What's the president's airplane called? Nick?
Air Force One.
You got it. You got the number and the name. And you've got five. Go to 25. General Douglas MacArthur said, I shall return, Jerry.
To the Philippines.
What country was he planning to return to? You are right, the Philippines it is. Good anticipation. Three questions, all three players on the plus side. Alexander Pope wrote that to err is human. What did he say is, Jerry?
To forgive is divine.
That's what he said is divine, to forgive, and Jerry goes into the lead by five. Yes. What special name do we give to the second Sunday in May? Wanda.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day it is. Wanda ties Jerry for the lead, yeah. And that can be important when an instant bargain comes up because a player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus could come up as well. Jerry and Wanda, we have a tie. Now, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer. And for one of you, this is yours.
You can catch your favorite game show wherever you are with this amazing microcolor TV. It's pocket-sized with a 2-inch diagonal picture. Comes with mini headphones and a built-in stand from the price of his toys. It's normally priced at $500, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Oh, Jerry and Wanda, you can watch your favorite game. Look at Hervé Villechaize hosting a game show. It is so small. $500 worth for $5. Wanda and Jerry, I'd like... $4.
I love gadgets.
$3. Wanda beat Jerry. Jerry was debating. Wanda was buying. Enjoy that. That's a beautiful item, Wanda. You got it for $3. We knocked the $3 off your score, of course. Down to 27, Jerry. He who hesitates, right? You're in the lead, however. You're at 30. Wanda, 27. Back with us for all three players. Nick's at 25. In the TV series, how much money was Colonel Steve Austin worth? Wanda.
$6 million.
Yeah, he was a $6 million man. Wanda gets $5 back and goes into the lead. From 1963 till 1973, Cape Canaveral was known by another name. Jerry.
Cape Kennedy.
That's right. It went Canaveral to Kennedy and back to Canaveral. And Jerry goes back into the lead with five going to 35. Name the one and only novel written by Atlanta-born writer Margaret Mitchell. Nick.
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind is the only one she wrote. You know it. That's not bad if you're going to write one. Nick goes up to 30. All three players at the $30 mark, $5 separate the three of you. Playing now, Fame Game for a pick of that Fame Game board. We're looking for a famous cartoon character.
I am a cartoon character created in 1936 by Chuck Jones, Fritz Frayling, and others for Warner Brothers. I am dauntless and make wisecracks in a voice supplied by Mel Blanc. The Nick, taking a chance?
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny is exactly right. And Nick, you've got that pick of the board.
Number six. And behind number six, we have $10.
We add that to the champion score, and Nick vaults into the lead now by $5. Very interesting. The Bugs for Bugs Bunny came from a story man working on it by the name of Bugs Haraway. That's where they got the Bugs. I wonder if the long ears and protruding teeth came from Mr. Haraway. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Look at that score. Champion now in the lead at $40. Jerry at $35. Wanda at $32. Anyone can win it. We're back with this question for $5 again. Finish this famous quote from Henry Clay. I'd rather be right than Jerry.
President.
President is right. And he said that very presidentially. But yes, Jerry ties Nick at 40. What composer gave us both Swanee and An American in Paris? Swanee may have thrown you. That sounds like Stephen Foster, but no, American in Paris is only George Gershwin. Yeah, he wrote both of them, Swanee and An American in Paris. No one tried it, so no one loses or gains. When it's flying around in space, it's called a meteor. What's it called when it hits Wanda?
Meteorite.
That's what it's called when it hits the ground, meteorite. And Wanda adds another $5. $3 separate three good players. Abe Lincoln graces the front of the $5 bill. What building appears on the back? Wanda.
Lincoln's Memorial.
That's right, the Lincoln Memorial. Two in a row. Nice and soft. Yes, Lincoln on both sides. His face and the Lincoln Memorial. Well, Wanda, you've now gone into the lead. Not much of a lead, a $2 lead, but it is your option. You can buy this.
Wanda, you'll keep alive the romantic tradition with this gorgeous jewelry. A beautiful ring inset with diamonds. And this simple rope bracelet in white, yellow, and rose gold. Furnished by Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. It's normally priced at $850, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wanda, may I see that, Barry? Thank you. Wanda, that ring would look so... I can't get it off, but I'm sure we can if you buy it. It's gorgeous. It would look great on you. Diamonds, oh. Eight, now it's 10.
I love it.
You love it. I'll help you out a little bit in your decision. I won't sell it to you for $10, but you would be trailing. I will knock $3 off the price. I'll sell it to you for $7, and that means you would be trailing by the value of one measly question, but you would have that $850 diamond ring. Going once, going twice. She's going to buy. Enjoy that beautiful ring. Love it. You will enjoy it. It's lovely. We knocked the $7 off your score. We will get Jerry back on his chair. He's getting nervous. Comfortable, Jerry? Yes.
No more sinking feeling.
Oh. I was just wondering if Andre explained to you, if you know the answer, you hit the button, not the floor, right? Okay. Jerry's at 40, Nick's at 40, Wanda 35. Back with us. Name the international organization that puts Bibles in hotel rooms. Nick?
The Gideons.
Gideons, that's exactly right. And Nick goes into the lead at 45. In 1968, this fabulously wealthy Greek married the widow of the... Wanda?
Aristotle Onassis.
Of a U.S. president, you are exactly right. Onassis it is. Wanda up to 40, and again, $5 separate three good players. You're traveling around Cape Horn. What's that continent, Jerry?
Africa.
Oh, no, around Cape Horn. What's that continent just north of you? South America. If you go around Cape Horn, South America. Jerry knows he was wrong with that one. He lose five down to 35. Sorry about that. In the comic strip Peanuts, who is the boy with a blue security blanket? Wanda.
Linus
Van Pelt, and Wanda ties Nick at 45. Yes. In this era of home improvement, it's interesting to note that this Italian spent 3 years painting the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Wanda.
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo is exactly right, and Wanda goes into the lead. Yes. Took Michelangelo 3 years to paint it, 2.5 years to locate the numbers, 6 months to fill them in. We'll be right back. Score remains close. Wanda in the lead of $50. Nick, the champion, trails by five, and Jerry trails by just 15. Talking about 15, $15 money cards been added on the board as we go back to the fame game looking for a famous place. I am an American city, one of the world's great industrial centers. In French, my name means straight. My early development stemmed from furs and agriculture, and I was founded in 1701 by Antoine de la Mothe Cadillac. I lie, Jerry?
Detroit.
Detroit is right, yes, indeed. Big pick of the board for Jerry right now.
My brother is five.
And behind number five, we have $5.
Money card. We add that to Jerry's score, and Jerry goes up to $40. $15 money card was not found. It stays there. We'll add a $25 money card as well a little later. Back with this for all three players. Name the beloved first wife of Napoleon Bonaparte. Wanda.
Josephine.
Josephine it was, and Wanda beats the gentleman to the buzzer. Adds another $5, and now a $10 lead over Nick. This word is actually a two-word German term meaning children's garden. Jerry.
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten is exactly what it is. Jerry ties Nick for second place. Some of his nicknames are The Voice, Chairman of the Board, Old Blue Eye. Jerry?
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra is exactly who it is. And Jerry goes up to $50. But with an instant bargain, Wanda, you are in the lead. Your lead is a slender $5, but it might be worth it to buy something like this.
Mr. Franklin, there's an easier way to get electric power with this rugged portable generator. It's designed for high output and low maintenance. It may be useful for the campsite or as a backup power supply for home. From Burbank, Kawasaki, it's normally priced at $1,479 and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Well, you know, if you hang on to one end of that like that and keep experimenting, you could discover the secret of a set staying up. It's hanging on. Never mind. $1,479, Wanda. It's $15. If you bought it, you would be trailing, but not by much. You'd go down to 40. You'd be trailing by just $10. Wouldn't that be nice? Would you like that?
Yes, I would.
Would you
enjoy
like
that?
It's almost $1,500. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to leave the price where it is. But since you're a nice lady, to go with it, $100 in cash. They're falling down in the back. They didn't think I offered you enough money. $300 in cash. Are they falling down in the front? $500 in cash. A $1,979 bargain for $15, and you wouldn't be trailing by much. Going once, going twice, and she's going to buy. She's going to take the chance. Enjoy that generator, most unusual. And the cash, but we knock a big $15 off her score. Did she make the right decision? She's got time to catch up. We'll be back to find out if she can. All right, that's it. Good luck. Wanda found a prize that every woman could want, a portable generator, and it cost her $15. Listen, she may be praying for a power failure. She's going to rent it back to NBC. Wanda's at 40, Nick's at 45, and Jerry's at 50. We're back with this. According to the Bible, what famous ship came to rest on the mountains of Ararat? Nick?
The Ark.
Noah's That's right,
Ark.
Noah's Ark. Yes, indeed. And Nick goes up to 50, tying Jerry for first place. This nation has two main geographical divisions, the North Island and the South Island. Jerry?
New Zealand.
Its capital is Wellington. Very nicely solved, New Zealand it is, and Jerry back into the lead. Good job on that one. What fictional detective was played by Humphrey Bogart in the classic film Wanda?
Clouseau.
Clouseau? Humphrey Bogart playing Clouseau, huh? Turn on the generator, Wanda. No. In the Maltese Falcon. That was Sam Spade. Oh, I remember Sam Spade. Yeah, I think if you'd heard the Maltese Falcon, you would have gotten it. You'll lose $5 on that. Sorry about that, Wanda. However, you can make it up very quickly now. $25 money card, as promised, has been added up there. $15 from before as well. We're looking for a famous person. My father fought for the South in the Civil War. I was born in 1884. West Point rejected me because of my poor eyesight, but I saw active duty in World War I as an artillery captain. Jerry.
Harry S. Truman.
You are right, with very limited information. Jerry, now can you capitalize on it?
I'll go for $7.
And behind number $7, we have mystery money or pick again.
Oh, Jerry, tough decision. You right now have a $5 lead. Do you want that money? We don't know what it is. Or do you want to try to find that $15 or $25 money card?
Jim, I'd like to go for number $1.
He's going to go for it.
And behind number $1, we have $400 or pick again.
Well, now we know exactly how much money is there, but we also know behind three other numbers there are those two money cards. Are you still going to risk it?
Money, or number 8.
And behind number 8, we have cutlery. Cutco's complete 18-piece cutlery set featuring patented wedge-lock handles, exclusive double-D grind cutting edge, quality American craftsmanship finished by Alpha's Cutlery.
Well, it's very nice. It's $535 worth of cutlery, and you're a good sport. Jerry applauds, but where were those money cards he was looking for?
Behind the number 2 and the number 4.
Oh, you were right around it. Right around that big 25. Well, we finish up a good game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Jerry, you still have the lead. You're at 55. The champion who must win, he's trailing by 5. He's at 50. Wanda not out of it at 35. Good luck to three nice people. We finish up starting the speed round now. Before the Battle of Trenton, what river did George Washington cross? Jerry.
Delaware.
Right. Who was Sherlock Holmes' faithful companion? Jerry.
Dr. Watson.
Right. What alcoholic beverage is known as the bubbly? Nick.
Champagne.
Right. What city in New Jersey hosts the Miss America pageant? Jerry.
Atlantic City.
Right. Who composed the beloved holiday songs White Christmas and Easter? Wanda.
Irving Berlin.
Right. The least valuable pieces in chess are called what? Nick.
Pawns.
Right. What's the capital city of Japan? Jerry.
Tokyo.
Right. Name the comedian who created a cartoon character called Fat Albert. Wanda.
Bill Cosby.
Right. What sign of the zodiac is symbolized by the crab? Nick.
Scorpio.
Wrong. Who supposedly fiddled while Rome burned? Jerry.
Nero.
Right. In what state will you find Mount McKinley? Jerry.
California.
Wrong. In 1959, what island nation was taken over by strongman Fidel Castro? Wanda.
Cuba.
Right. What special name is given to Russian astronauts? Nick.
Cosmonauts.
Right. Who wrote the Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Design? Jerry is the new champion. Congratulations. Back to the new champion in just a moment. First of all, to wrap things up, Jerry, don't fall over that chair now. We didn't get a chance to finish it, and of course, time ran out. The Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Care was, of course, Dr. Benjamin Spock. Mount McKinley is found in Alaska, and the sign of the zodiac symbolized by the crab is Cancer. Cancer, the moon children. Well, we have to say goodbye to our champion. He took a risk to come back and try for better things. Didn't work out. However, Nick, you're not going home empty-handed. You got that washer and dryer, which I know you did want.
And a closet to put it in.
And a closet to put it in. And the cash in front of you. You're over $800 in cash and prizes. Good okay, sense of humor. Nice gentleman. Thank you, Nick. And Wanda did very well for one day. My goodness, Wanda, you've got yourself that lovely small TV, the diamond ring, the bracelet, that generator every woman could love, $550 in cash. Not bad, Wanda. One day total $3,379 in cash and prizes. Good job. And our new champion is Jerry Kolish, who's going shopping with me. Come on, Jerry, back here. Well, Jerry, congratulations. Congratulations. You had to sweat it a little when you didn't find that money card. Of course, now in retrospect, I wonder what was behind that mystery money you could have gotten. However, we'll never know. I do know this. You've got $75. And, Jerry, I'd like you to take a good look at this. This brass bed and quilt, you can have that, of course. Forget about the price. You can have that. $5 that you've got, even though it would cost normally $85. You've seen that. You've also seen the next thing up the line. Get yourself up to $195. You'd have that beautiful computer system. Now, here's something that you haven't seen. I'd like you to take a very good look at this.
4 high times on the high seas. This sensational ski boat with ample ski storage, lay-down sleeper seats, 50-horsepower outboard motor, and single-axle trailer from American Marine. And this exciting ski boat, normally priced at $8,353, yours for only $390 on sale of the century.
Oh, isn't that nice? Very nice. Would you have any use for that, Jerry?
Certainly would. That is a beautiful boat.
Gorgeous boat. Now, you would have to get to $390 for that. You've got the knowledge. I know you could do it if you just keep it up. But if you don't like that means of transportation, Jerry, could we interest you at $610 in this?
Get behind the wheel of this beautiful Mercedes-Benz 190B. Elegant, yet practical. This sports sedan features automatic climate control, plus AM-FM stereo radio with cassette player and 4 speakers. Furnished by Mercedes-Benz Hollywood. And this fantastic car, normally priced at $28,843, yours for only $610 on sale of the century.
Oh, now that's transportation, Jerry. Now also, let me tell you this, $720, that gets you all the prizes on the stage. That's over $64,000 worth. $830 gets you all of those prizes, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $57,000.
And that Black Cash jackpot is building. We, of course, add $1,000 every night that it's not hit, and who knows how high it could go. But, Jerry, we're getting ahead of ourselves with the cash jackpot right now. With the money that you've got, you can take that brass bed and the quilt and leave us. You're eyeing the money. You're not paying any attention to the brass bed. Just looking at the money. I don't know what Jerry's decision is going to be, but I'd be amazed if it was anything to what I'm thinking. You tell me you want to take the bed or come back in a moment. I figured the only way to get Jerry's attention over this way is to hold on to the money. And as I said that, Tina walked in front of him in a bathing suit, and he said, no, he's looking that way. Jerry, now, you're having so much fun, I'm not sure. Jerry, you can take that brass bed and... You remember the brass bed, Jerry? Yeah, okay, good. You can take that brass bed and leave us, or you can put your money in the bank and play on trying for bigger and better things. Remember the money, Jerry. Are you going to take the bed, or are you coming back?
Jim? My wife has wanted a brass bed for years.
Yes?
But I felt a responsibility to help carry people's parcels for them.
So?
I'm going to come back.
I kind of thought that's what he was going to do. We'll add another $1,000, and this delightful gentleman needs two new challenges. Next time, a tale of the century. Bye for now.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.